Hi, it's Scarlett.
Hi, it's Chloe, and welcome back to our 23rd episode of Wait, This Is Deep.
In this episode, we will discuss how to be nonchalant. Hope you enjoy.
So, I was recently reading this book, and it told me about this 10-10-10 rule. And basically, it was like whenever something happens to you, or whenever you're about to like make a decision, to basically think about it in like tens, like, are you gonna care about this in 10 minutes? Are you gonna care about this in 10 days? Are you gonna care about this in like 10 months or 10 years? Something like that. And I've actually like kind of been starting to like apply this to my life. And I mean, the advice was given more like when you're making decisions and making choices, but I've started using it kind of also when things like happen to me. Okay, like, this sounds so stupid, but, like, the other day, like, I, like, posted this TikTok or whatever on, like, my account, and I forgot to add, like, a sound, so it was just, like, blank, and I was, like, wait, this is so embarrassing, but then I was, like, wait a minute, and I was, like, I'm not gonna care about this in 10 days, I'm probably not gonna care about this in, like, 10 minutes, and it genuinely just, like, helped me feel better. Like, I feel like without that, I would have probably spiraled about that for, like, maybe, like, a couple days, I can't lie, but I feel like this kind of mindset and this 10-10-10 rule helped me like zoom out kind of and literally like be more nonchalant about my TikTok.
I agree. I think this is funny because when you first said like how to be nonchalant, I was like, ew, like I like hate nonchalant people, but I do get what you're saying in these situations. Like when something like actually detrimental in my head, like the most embarrassing thing like happened to me, like in the moment, I like think it's like the end of the world. I think everyone's gonna make fun of me. Like it's gonna be actually, this happens like weekly, like daily to me. And I like think it's gonna be the end of the world.
I'll crash out.
But I think at the end of the day, you need to like remember that the world like keeps spinning. Also, I love those like videos that like zoom out on our galaxy and like keep zooming and zooming and zooming.
Yeah.
And I realize like how unimportant like things are and how everyone is honestly just so focused on themselves. Like it's so much easier to not care about things. Like I don't think like you shouldn't care about everything.
But yeah, I know what you're saying. I love those TikToks too, that, or like those TikToks that are like POV, like I just got broken up with, but then I remember that like we're on a floating piece of rock. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like those TikToks and like those quotes that are just like those mindsets of things that are, it's basically just saying like it's not that deep. And honestly, like most of the time, like it's really not. And I feel like as like two people like me and you who really just do like feel things very deeply and like we think about things a lot and we talk about things a lot, I feel like it's really easy for us to kind of like get carried away, you know what I'm saying?
And I feel like this also like applies to like how I handle situations, and I feel like you said, like I care a lot about things and I'm a very big overthinker, and I always like am like, what did I do and what did this and like what did that, and I just like want to reach out and do everything possible to like whatever. But at the end of the day, like I've kind of like learned some things like aren't like worth it almost. Like it's not gonna like matter to me, like you said, like the 10-10 thing, it's not gonna matter to me in honestly like 2 weeks, so why would I spend all this time like putting in so much effort if I'm not also like receiving it back and all this stuff? So like I think it's like a good like sign to like, okay, sometimes like you don't need to like keep trying, and like I think it's like fine to just be like, okay, like womp womp, like move on.
Yeah. No, the womp womp and move on is honestly like better advice than what a lot of people kind of give in these like situations, because I feel like it's because in the moment, like when something happens, like it feels mean. Like if you, for example, are like crashing out to me about something, like I'm not just gonna tell you like womp womp and move on, even though like I might be thinking that, but I feel like it's because we want to like comfort that person, and like in that moment, yeah, like we should let them like have emotions, like we don't want to just be like rocks, but like let them feel what they feel for a second, but then like also at the same time we want to kind of like bring them back to reality, because I think a lot of times like when something happens to us, like good or bad, we kind of like lose perception of reality, I can't lie, and everything is just like kind of distorted, and we think that like something is like so much bigger than it is when it's really not, you know?
I agree. I think I like when I think about it now, like when I put into perspective, like 90% of the things I get upset about are these smallest things I couldn't even name why I was upset on a random Tuesday last week. But in that moment, it felt like the end of the world. I was so upset, so worked up over something so dumb. And I feel like that's a good example of like half the fights I had with my friend group, like freshman year, sophomore year, even this past year. I could not tell you what they were about. And in the moment, it was like groundbreaking friendships, like falling apart, like the world was shattering in the moment. But now that I look back, could not name a single reason for any of those fights. Probably don't even remember half of them. And I like, it's just like crazy to think, like, especially when we're older, like my parents, like when I ask them about, sometimes I'll ask them about like a memory from high school, and they only remember like certain things. It's kind of weird. Our memory is not going to remember all these random like crash outs that we're having now. Like, we're not going to remember this in like even a few months. We're not going to. It's crazy to think. So now, like even this conversation's making me think like I need to be way more nonchalant about most of my stuff, because I sometimes do crash out very easily over very like dumb stuff that is just gonna pass in a few minutes.
Yeah, and like I don't wanna like discredit, like obviously if you're like upset about something, like it's not like dumb as in it's like stupid that you're upset. Like your emotions are all valid. I think what is not dumb, I guess, but like what blows out of proportion is how long we kind of dwell on those situations. You know? Like whatever you're crashing out about, like so valid, like all those emotions also valid, but we shouldn't be, most of these situations, unless someone's literally like dying, like probably should not be taking up as much brain space as it does. And I think it's really interesting because like we're both like, well actually I'm like pretty bad at responding to things, and so
I'm not.
it, like sometimes it'll take me like maybe like a couple hours or sometimes like days or something to like respond to like a lot of like text messages and stuff. And I think that it's so funny because sometimes like you'll text me like a crash out, and obviously like I'm gonna respond like eventually, and like I put like a lot of effort into my responses, but sometimes it's a little later, and by the time I respond, you're like, oh, I don't even care about it anymore.
This is actually so funny.
Like that happens so
I text
often.
Chloe about my tiny minor inconveniences. Like, I would text her if like my car like slightly like was out of the spot, and I was like really mad about it. Like, it's actually crazy, but like I think it's so funny. And that's like actually, I'm glad like you're not like as quick to respond, because honestly, like when you don't respond, sometimes I'll look back and I'll be reading my paragraphs over like this tiny thing. I'll be like, wow, like I'm fine, like I'm actually happy right now. Like, it was so fine. And, like, I
Yeah.
honestly wouldn't have remembered it. Like, and, like, I think it's good to, like, get things off our chest. Honestly, like, writing things down and me reading it back, I'm like, wow, wait, it's, like, fine. And, like, it's fine to, I
Yes,
think it's
yes.
so valid to, like, feel those emotions. We can't prevent ourselves from being upset. And half the time, or most of the time, it is very, like, valid why we would feel these things and, like, whatever. And, like, these fights or, like, whatever it might be is so, like, it's so valid, like in the moment. But then you also like don't want to waste time being so upset over something when like there's so many other things that you could be doing. And I feel like I get upset when I feel like it does take away from like my mood or like my time. I like get a little upset like when I
Right.
spend too much time like dwelling on something that was not like that important.
Yes. And it's also just like, especially if it's over another person, like if someone did something to like piss you off and you like stay pissed off, then like you're literally doing what they want. Like, why would you want to do that? You know what I'm saying? Like, if someone does you dirty and you dwell on it, you complain about it, you cry, and you're like affected, like that's genuinely just giving them exactly what they want and what their goal was when doing that. And it's just like being nonchalant and indifferent. Okay, like I literally hate the word nonchalant, like that makes me cringe. But literally, like being
We might have
nonchalant
to
and being
rename this
indifferent is like,
episode.
yeah, I don't know. It's kind of cringy. But I feel like being indifferent is like exactly like the best thing to do, just to like for yourself and to like not give them that power over you. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. A lot of things that people do are to get a reaction out of you. And this is something my parents have told me ever since I was a little kid. Like when I've had a fight with my friends or like someone was being mean to me and I was like really upset about it, they'd be like, that's exactly what they want from you, is to cry, be upset, like fight back. They want that reaction. And I feel like we just need to learn. And sometimes, like, it's not possible. It's very situational. But sometimes we need to learn, like, we just need to move on. Like, it is very hurtful and to feel the things. But I think a big thing is how we handle it and, like, making sure that we're not going to, like, blow up back at them and give them what they want or, like egg it yeah. on longer than like, it needs to be. Like, be the bigger person. Sometimes we need to be, like, the bigger person and be, like, way more cool than them and just, like, let it go.
No, exactly. And also, like, we can... Okay, this is, like, way easier said than done, but, like, truly to, like, focus on what you can control is, like, I think literally the key to happiness. Like, when people are, like, how to be happy, literally that's the solution. Like, if everyone just focused more on, like, what they could, like, control, I think people would be so much less stressed. People would be so much happier. Like, so much, like, everyone would just be... more peaceful, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like so many times you just, like, obsess over things that we just cannot control, and there's literally no point in doing that because we genuinely just cannot do anything about it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And kind of going off what you said earlier, like, when we were talking about how sometimes I take a little to respond, and then I, like, eventually obviously get back to you with very thoughtful responses, but I feel like it's almost like a good thing. It's like a blessing in disguise because it gives you time to cool off. Like, I think I'm almost, like, I'm like emotionally aware of like how upset I get over things, and sometimes like when I get mad at someone or like someone like does me dirty, I've literally like told people to their face like give me 2 days because I like am really upset for like genuinely like 2 days, and then I just get over it. But I like know myself enough to know now, like, to recognize that I will get over it in a couple days. So just like recognizing that instead of like continuing to fight and egg it on, because I feel like if I were to respond to like some of your crash outs like immediately, I would kind of just like feed the flames of your anger.
Yes.
Instead of letting you cool off.
Yeah,
you know?
I agree. I actually completely agree. Like, you know, when you're younger and like, I feel like I was told, like, just walk it off, like, take a walk. Like, whenever I'm upset, I feel like that was something I was told. It's, like, take a walk or take a breath or take a breather, take a break. Because in those moments where you're upset, like, you can't control it. You're, like, very emotional. Your emotions are heightened mm-hmm. to the max. You're very impulsive. You're going to be upset. And, like, I think a big thing is, like, calming down and, like, letting yourself breathe. Sit on it a couple days. If you're in a fight with someone, don't speak to the person. Usually things will work out that way. Like, in some situations, all you need is just a break from the person and, like, a minute to process your emotions and to realize, like, wait, it's fine. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I yeah, feel like... Because, I mean, like, most conflicts, like, just need a compromise, but it's really hard to, like, be, like, rational and open-minded to compromise when you're in, like, that climax of emotions.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, and I feel like just, like, in general, like, just to keep in mind from now on, like, whenever, like, something happens to you or you're trying to make a decision, like, think about the 10-10-10 rule. Like, is this going to matter in 10 minutes, 10 days, 10 months, 10 years? And it really just helps you, like, zoom out and, like, be more rational, I think, when you're making decisions. And also, like, if you're ever feeling upset, like, genuinely, like, I know we've preached this in, like, 20 other episodes, but, like, literally journal, because, like, journaling does the exact same thing that like when you're talking to someone, except you don't have someone to like feed off of you, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree.
And it just helps you like get your thoughts out.
Yeah, and like we've talked about, I feel like before, me and Chloe have talked about this, like looking back and like reading it, like you're like, wait, I like don't even remember that this happened. And that just goes to show, like, truly, like, these small moments that feel so significant in the moment, like, you will not remember. And I promise you that. I literally promise you that. So I feel like,
yeah,
I guess our key to being nonchalant is our 10-10-10 rule. And also, like, to remember that everyone is truly worried about themselves. So like, you should also be, like you said, worried about the things you can control, not the things you can't.
Yeah, everything's temporary.
Yeah. We hope you all enjoyed listening to this episode of Wait, This Is Deep.
Make sure to come back next week for a new episode.
Also, don't forget to fill out the form in the description of this episode to share any thoughts, opinions, questions, or advice you might have.
Bye.
Bye.